It is time once again for Top Text Tuesday. Wow. Every week, right around this time, we get into Top Text Tuesday. If you want to text the program, get involved, then you know what to do. Text KFKA, if you're a new time texter, if you're first texter, to 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. And if you're a part of the club, then you should have the number saved and have no problem getting in the mix here. So you know the rules. Best text wins the day. The first one to get three wins gets the current prize. And we have a Broncos gift set hanging out there. And currently, I have Weld County Swami with two, Eastside Chris with one, Pillow Fight Dan with one. Which means I can, you know, Weld County Swami could win today. Let's get it rolling. Pillow Fight Dan calling a shot. I like it. Getting after it. Let's get this cleared up right now. The Hooligans don't have a chance against me today. I've had the perfect amount of uppers and downers today. My thoughts are clear and scrambled at the same time. I know what I'm talking about, yet I have no clue what's going on. Basically, let's get it on. I like that. I like that. A guy who knows what's going on in his brain, or doesn't know what's going on in his brain. So, Pillow Fight Dan looking for the elusive number two victory that would put him in a winnable situation next Tuesday. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up. Colorado State or Utah State? That is my game of the week. And it's early. I know, but I'm kind of doing a mixed thing, though, because they're playing, you know, in a series now. So it's tonight and it's Thursday night. So I am interested in this game big time because it's the first one. But I'm really, regardless of how this game goes down tonight, win or lose for CSU, I'm really intrigued to see. Because if the Rams win, I'm going to go, all right, what are the chances they follow that up with a win? Can you beat Utah State twice? Not just the best team, one of the best teams in the conference. You should be considering this team as a top team. They're not ranked, but, you know, maybe they should be. And then, you know, obviously Boise State's down the road, too. So this is a big one tonight. Utah State's getting 60% of the votes. And there's been a lot on this one today, folks. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. Utah State or Colorado State. And I asked the question. I just asked the question. Can't even ask a question anymore, Colfax. Wow. Censor world. I asked the question, is this the best Colorado State men's basketball team that we're seeing? Their best start since joining the Mountain West Conference. Hell, I think it's their best start, you know, even dating back to the WAC. I have to ask the question. But Rams fans, you know, you get a lot of the seasoned Rams fans. You don't remember the 50s? I don't. I was not what you would call alive. I was in the negatives. 60s, 70s as well. Most of the 80s. But I can go back and look at history and I can see that, yes, there's a lot of great Colorado State Rams teams, but it's worth asking. You know, the same thing happens when you ask about the Nuggets. Last year, you know what I said? Joker's the best. Are you out of your mind? Don't you remember Dan Issel? I'm aware of his stats, but when I was alive, he was coaching the Nuggets and they were abysmal. But I do remember he's one of the great Nuggets. Listen, I appreciate history. No doubt about it. I just think there is a group of seasoned sports fans that don't ever give the new teams the benefit of the doubt. And there's also a group, the young sports fans, that never want to go back and look at the history of a team. They just want to see in the now and go, well, there's no way a team in the 70s is as good as now because they have the, you know, the weightlifting and all the proper stuff that they're taking and doing all this stuff. And I can see that, but you know, it's important to look at both sides. And I'm asking the question. If CSU wins three of the next four games, I think that question's a little bit more realistic to Rams fans. Boise State's legit. Utah State's legit. I think the Rams are, what are they? I think they're 7-point dogs tonight. That's the last time I checked. So, I mean, that's getting up there. You know, when you get to the point where it's a 7-point spread, then you're okay. Eight now. It's went to eight. It's jumped up to eight. You taking that? You taking the Rams? You taking the points?
I'll definitely take the points. I might even take them to win just because I'm feeling lucky.
Rams are up 8-0 right now. I mean, that's the way you look at it. Tip-off's at 7, but they're up 8-0 if you take the points. So you might take them to win.
I might.
I'll tell you what, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on, but I love all the players for Colorado State. But Namus Keita, I mean, this guy is, he's good. He's really good. I love watching him play. I think he's an NBA talent kind of guy, but he's averaging 12 points per game, 3 blocks, about 10 rebounds a game. So he's a load. He's a monster. How are the Rams going to handle him? They have some great players. Utah State, fun team to watch, and they've been rolling. 11-3. They have not lost a conference game yet. The Rams have, however, they lose to San Diego State. Utah State handled San Diego State for the most part, but I tell you, this Aggies team defensively, very, very good. CSU's pretty good defense, but the challenge is tonight. You ask the question, are the Rams good or are they great? Well, in the next 4 games, they're going to answer that question. They're going to be good, even if they lose the next 4. I'm still going to say Colorado State's a good team. The idea of them winning the regular season title, being one of the best teams ever, that kind of goes out the window. So we do have some games in front of us here. Should be fun to go through. First Advantage text line, again, 970-478-1301. Bring your text to the show. Eastside Chris, don't bring a pillow to a rumble on the east side, says Eastside Chris. Lieutenant Spangle, you better be careful. Cancel culture's going to be after you. What? I base my life knowing that Babe Ruth is not as good as an athlete as Mike Trout. Utah State doesn't have any webinars planned with their president this afternoon, do they? Yeah, you see, is this revenge for CSU not getting that final? Oh, I know it's a more serious topic than that, but you remember Utah State had an issue. You know, you remember with the coach and culture and all that. And I'm not saying it was right; it wasn't right. It was awful. It was just the timing of it all. Like Friday before the game, it's, we're not going to play. You couldn't have made that decision Tuesday when you had, that's when they had the conference. So Pillow Fight Dan, it'd be like Utah State having this conference last Thursday and then saying today, we're not going to play this game. Although that was traveling too. I think the Rams are there. So whew, I'm pumped for this game. My game of the week. Rams fans are happy with it. Good. I love this game. I've had my eye on this game all season. I will say this, my opinion of CSU, and you know I love CSU, and I love Nico Medved. I shot him a text today, Colfax. I'm going to fanboy out a little bit. We've had him on the show several times. We're basically best friends. Said, pump for the game tonight, coach. Good luck. And he says, appreciate you. Go Rams. With, wait for it, 1, 2, 3 exclamation points. Yep. 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 I don't know if that doesn't say best friend territory, Colfax. I really don't know what does. 3 exclamation points? He could have just put 1. He could have just put 1. But he, yeah. He added 2 more. So he typed it. All right, cool. And then he was like, yeah, I'm really excited that you text me. Boom, I'm in. That's how you do it. 3 exclamation points. That means best friend territory. Unless you're mad. Then that means, you know, big time enemy territory. But clearly, we're not mad about anything. Pillow Fight Dan, I don't blame them. Typically, it takes me a couple of days to decide if I'm mad at something. That's what it was. It was like Tuesday hits for the football team, and then Friday rolls around, and they're like, you know what? It's not nice to not hire a coach based on their religion and how they look. Son of a bee sting! There's no way we're playing a football game. That's out of this world. We're not doing that. Tuesday, yeah, I mean, whatever. Wednesday, okay, then don't care. Thursday, wait a second, with all that's going on in the world. Friday, no! That's awful. So take it out on the Aggies tonight, Colorado State. Win one for the football team. I'm pumped. It's going to be good. Nuggets have a big night tonight, Colfax. On starting Friday, get this, starting Friday. At Phoenix, at Dallas, at Miami, who's not having the start that they wanted, but neither of the Nuggets. That doesn't mean they're necessarily a bad team. And then at San Antonio, who actually, they're rolling. So all of those seem tough to me. All 5. Yeah. You got them. 2 against the Suns, and that's a scary team now. When do you start saying must wins? When do you start saying that? You're 6-7. You have a chainsaw of a schedule coming up at you, and starting Friday. When do you start saying games like tonight against the Thunder, about a 500 type team, but I don't think we expect them to do much. Although we didn't last year either. Look what happened. Is it a must win game tonight for the Nuggets? You don't want to be 6-8 to start this 5-game road trip.
I think you have to go like 3-5 in the next 5 here.
I think you do.
At least.
At least. You know, if we're wishing for things, I want to see like 5-6 or 5 of the next 6.
Yeah.
I think, and then when you start playing that game, you got to look at the ones that are the most achievable. What's the most achievable here? A split against Phoenix, maybe? You Dallas, it's hard to beat a team twice, so you can come back and you beat Dallas. And Miami shocks you maybe, but then you finish it up and you beat San Antonio, who you've matched up pretty well with. Yeah, I think, and they take care of OKC tonight. I think you got it. This is the run. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's on the road. It's not like it used to be with fan base not there, but it's still travel. We talked about the bubble, the great equalizer. You know, you're not worrying about travel or anything like that. So, and that's why maybe there were players that were a little bit better than normally, because they're not used to the adjustments. They're not, you know, or they play better not having to get on an airplane and have a weird sleep schedule. You get up out of bed, you go over to the court, you play basketball, you go home. You know, when you're traveling, a lot more goes into it. Going to have Matt Johnson the second on the program today for the UNC Bears fans. This guy's killing it. All right, so he's averaging 11.6 points per game, but in the last 4 games, 18, 18, 21, and 20. And they needed that. Now, again, the Bears split in the last 4 games, but I said it. If the Bears want to get back into this mix, they need to start. They're going to need Matt Johnson to be another big time producer, because it goes Bodie Hume, Alen Kuntz, and Matt Johnson. Those are your scorers right now. Pillify Dan says there's no such thing as a must win 1/7 of the way into the season. Pillify Dan, you're the same guy that got on to me 4 games in and said, it's Drew Locke, it's 4 games in. You know when you know. And listen, if the Nuggets don't start winning now, when's the switch going to flip? I mean, when's that going to flip on? You know, our poll question yesterday was, how concerned are you about the Nuggets? Are you so concerned that they might not make the playoffs? If you start 6-8 with this road trip coming up, listen, you're right. Technically, mathematically, it's not a must win until it's a must win. If it's going to eliminate you from the playoffs tonight, then yes, it's a must win. But what's really, 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 really need to win this game? I think so. So we'll see. I'm curious to see get your thoughts on that. Fire off on the text line today. Best text wins the day. You guys are feeling good. I like that. You're feeling feisty. I imagine we're going to get some Dixon, Kansas City Chiefs are the greatest thing in the world text. I imagine Dixon is refreshing NFL.com like every 3 seconds today. I'm told Mahomes is still in the concussion protocol. That's probably going to be the case until Thursday. There's no way, if you want to believe in conspiracy theories or not, there's no way Patrick Mahomes does not play in this game on Sunday. No way. And you know what else, Colfax? I'm going to burst a bubble right here. You know what? I'm going to burst a bubble when we come back. There's a player that you want, and I'm going to burst a bubble. 19 minutes after the hour, this is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Matt Johnson joining us, UNC Bears redshirt junior. He is lighting it up the last 4 weeks. I'm excited to talk to him. I'll get more into Colorado State, Utah State. George Payton spoke to the media today. Got to love those press conferences. 90% of the questions are just, you know, how's life? 10% though make you think. And it's usually the reporters that you hate that make you think. We'll talk about it next.
When it starts, we'll be ready. High school basketball in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Hear mornings with Gale. Weekdays 6 to 9 in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I've been telling you guys about the chiropractic standard in Greeley, and I take it pretty seriously, Colfax. You know, you can reschedule, you can move around, you can get your times figured out, but, you know, I try to go 2 to 3 times a week. That's part of my plan, and what I want to remind people is maybe you've thought of a couple of reasons why you don't want to get chiropractic care. Number one, you look at the cost. Okay, it's not Chiro now. But you got to go to a kind of a clinic type place. And again, let me tell you, pop in, pop out. It does not feel like a clinic environment at all. But you think, all right, the cost, if they're going to set up a plan for me, what does that look like? Well, you can modify that plan. These are suggestions that the great doctors over there are working with you on, but they also understand budgets. And their goal is still to help you effectively as much as possible. So they have the payment plans in place, and they can always reduce the amount of visits that you go to. And maybe they can still get you where you need to be. It might take a little bit longer, but they want to work with you there. And then the other thing is people think, I don't want to go in and get cracked like that and feel, you know, worry about it. And then I feel good for a second. And then it's just, oh, there goes 20, 30 bucks down the drain. That's not the case. I've not been cracked once. I've been 8 times now to the chiropractic standard. They use these devices, and I'm going to bring on Dr. Tyler Terry at some point. We're going to talk about this and the methods that they use, but it's really, I'm also working on different ways to hold my body, drive my car even. And I got to tell you, Colfax, at first I was feeling different pains, like what's happening? It's kind of the rebending of the spine, so to speak. So I'm starting to feel it. I'm exercising better. I'm feeling strength throughout my body, not just on one side. And so far, so good at the chiropractic standard. I was in there the other day. There was a mid-30s. There was a 21-year-old in there. There was a teen in there the other day. And there was a little old lady. I mean, who knows how old she was? I could hear her on the other side saying, I want to keep coming back, but I just had my last day of treatments today. I can turn my neck left and right. I can move my trunk. I feel fantastic, but I'm sad. I don't want to stop coming in. So it was a really cool moment. They're close to their patients. They talk with their patients. That's the chiropractic standard in Greeley. And so far, so good for me. Check them out and tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Colfax, you're the Houston Texans general manager. Now, I don't know, man. The Texans are still playing it pretty close to the chest, not really giving us anything that they might trade Deshaun Watson. But I saw a few mock trades today that really, if these are even close to true, which, again, it's on the NFL Network, I don't see how the Broncos stand a chance. All right, I'm the Lions calling you right now. And here's what I'm going to offer you. I'm going to give you Matt Stafford, who's a proven quarterback. Deshaun doesn't want to be with you anyway, Colfax. So,
for sure?
Yeah, he doesn't want to be with you.
Okay.
So he might pull a Carson Palmer and quote-unquote retire.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be there anymore. To me, it's getting to the point where it's toxic. So,
okay.
But let's assume that, at least for now.
Gotcha.
He doesn't want to be with you. So you're either going to get he sits out next year or you get something for him. I'm the Lions. I got Matthew Stafford. And I'm going to give you our 7th overall pick this year.
That's it?
That's it.
No.
No. All right, I'm the Jets. You give me Deshaun. That's all I want. Deshaun Watson. You know, I got a new coach for him. He's going to love him. I'm going to give you my second overall pick in this draft.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the 34th overall pick in the 2021 draft as well. So 34th overall pick. I'm going to give you my first round pick in 2022. I'm going to give you my first round pick in 2023. So there you go. 3 first round picks and a second round pick. So 4 picks overall.
Just picks, no quarterback?
No players, nothing like that. Just picks.
No, I need a player.
You need a player, a proven commodity.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, here's the Dolphins. I'm going to give you Tua Tagovailoa, rookie last year.
Okay.
Kind of had his moments, good and bad, but mostly a little above average. 3rd overall pick in the 2021 draft this year. And then I'm going to give you my first round pick in 2022. So 2 first round picks and Tua. So you got your quarterback and you got 2 first round picks out of it. And one that's, you know, pretty good, 3rd overall.
And I get out of this toxic relationship.
And you get out of the toxic relationship.
I kind of like that.
Or the Broncos, and this is based on what Zach Stevens told us yesterday. 3 first-round picks. Now, keep in mind, Deshaun has to choose where he wants to go, and from what I'm hearing, these are the 3 front-runners. The Broncos are on the outside looking in. 3 first-round picks and another second-round pick, and either Bradley Chubb or Cortland Sutton. Not both.
And no Drew Lock?
No Drew Lock.
Dang. I mean, throw Drew Lock in. I might consider
throw
it.
Throw him in. Throw him in. Well, you think about that and tell me which one you're going to take. And again, it might not matter. Because do you want a quarterback? Because the Miami one seems more appealing to me. The Lions, yeah, I'm with you. No Matt Stafford. I'm not there. But I tell you, the Miami situation looks a little bit more appealing to me because you get a proven quarterback.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
I mean, proven as a rookie goes, I guess. Matt Stafford, yeah, you're older. And yeah, we're not there, though. We're not a piece away. So go for Tua. But if you go with the Broncos, okay, you got first-round picks for life, but no top fives right now. And if George Payton has his way, the Broncos won't be drafting in the top 10 anymore. So think about that. We'll revisit that later on. We're going to take a break. We're going to get Matt Johnson the second with the UNC Bears coming up next. They got a big schedule coming up, Eastern Washington on Thursday. We'll talk to him. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Pumped for this next guest, Matt Johnson, the second redshirt junior for the University of Northern Colorado. A big game coming up against Eastern Washington this Thursday. You'll hear it here on KFKA. But they took care of Idaho. Those were two big, big games, and Matt's been tearing it up the last four games. Matt, my friend, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm looking at your last four games, and I know you guys split. You know, Montana State, you lose those tight games all the way through. You take care of did it feel like these Idaho games were almost must-win to kind of get you guys back in the thick of things in the conference?
Yeah, for sure. Those games were big for us. What happened with the Montana State games, two close losses. We just needed a sweep to get us back up there. With our record in our conference, get it back up to 500. So that was those are two really big games for us.
Now your average is 11.6, but the last four games, and I've been tweeting about this a lot, you went 18, 18, 20, and 21. What has it been about this middle part of the season that's got you clicking right now?
I had earlier in the season, I had a few just bad nights shooting the ball. And I just knew just keep putting in the work and just keep trusting the process. And ultimately, my shot started to fall, and that's probably explains just my ability to make some shots the last few games.
Do you feel like you're clicking? I mean, you already have a pretty good history with Bodie Hume, with Dalen Koontz, even before your UNC days. But, you know, there is something about getting back in the swing of things, especially amidst everything that's been going on the last year and a half. Do you get that sense that you guys are starting to get the feel for each other a little bit as you progress through the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this year has been a lot different. You know, usually we start the season early November, but this year we started it early December, which is, you know, kind of weird, and just playing the back-to-back games. But I think we're starting to get the feel. We're starting to get in the swing of things, starting to get used to how the season is playing out with all this, like, COVID stuff. So, just the experience with playing with each other. You know, we got a lot of guys, returning guys, but we have some fairly new guys that have played a lot, and that we need to get them up to date with our winning culture at the school.
Matt, if you had your vote, you just mentioned it, talking about the back-to-backs. I mean, as a fan, I'll tell you, honestly, I like it because it kind of feels like a mini NBA playoffs type deal. but if you voted for this, would you vote to do it like this in the future? Or are you like, no, let's get back to a regular schedule. We'll see those guys down the road. We'll play Idaho, and then we'll see them a few weeks later.
Honestly, if I had to vote, I'd probably vote the normal way.
Yeah.
It's just a lot harder playing a team back to back. You know, if you win the first game, then that team's coming in a different type of energy the next game, and vice versa with us as well. If we lose the first game, then we come with a different energy the second game. So, I mean, again, just kind of giving you that break in between playing a team just kind of gives you time to reevaluate and time to attack a different way. When you have the back to backs, everything is short notice, so you can't really make any last-minute changes. No, that's just a big thing.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. Teams coming back at you, you know, going back to that Montana series. You know, you win that game, they come back ripping and roaring. So it's a great point, and it's interesting to see the matchups from one night to the next. However, with the Idaho side of things, and, you know, you look at their record, and they're kind of a struggling team. You guys were kind of close with them at halftime, and then, man, you guys were just shooting the lights out of the place. And I know Coach Smiley's talked to us about how he wants you guys, obviously, to defend the three, but be able to shoot that three. You guys have been shooting ridiculous the last couple of games.
Yeah, that's just been a big part of how we play for the last few years. I mean, not allowing teams to shoot threes and trying to get, you know, as many threes as we can up. You know, just if you just look at the point differential, I mean, you compare threes and twos, if we take more threes and make more threes, then we have a better chance of winning the game.
We're talking to Matt Johnson, redshirt junior out of the University of Northern Colorado, getting Eastern Washington coming up. Do you look at the standings much throughout the season, or do you just kind of glance maybe once a week just to see where everybody is at this point?
We don't pay too much attention to the standings. We try to, you know, focus it day by day, go 1-0 on the day, as Coach Corey likes to say, and just take every day, each day. You know, it's not really about your opponents, it's about you at the end of the day. So, I mean, if we get into watching the standings too much, then that may affect how we play, and ultimately that may lower our chances in, winning the league or anything like that. So we tend to just try to keep to ourselves and try to keep making ourselves better.
Now, and a good opportunity too. Eastern Washington, 3-5 overall, but 2-1 in the conference. Went back and forth with Southern Utah there. Really, you know, 10 wins already for that team. This is another opportunity though. They're right in front of you guys, and I know you said you don't look. And I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at it right now. Eastern Washington is right in front of you guys. So this is a heck of an opportunity for you guys to keep climbing in those conference standings.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. You know, we know what Eastern Washington is capable of. We know they're a good program. We're winning culture, so we have to approach the days leading up and in preparation, and we got to approach game day with a different type of energy, and to try to get a win on Thursday before we start thinking about Saturday's game.
Matt, what's your relationship like with your team? You said it. You got a lot of new guys that are kind of getting used to the scene. You got guys you've played with a lot, both with UNC. As I mentioned, you have a history with Bodie Hume and of course, getting Dalen Kuntz over here. What's that been like, you know, your relationship with all of your older teammates and some of the new guys? You guys get along really well off the floor and things like that.
It kind of sucks with the COVID, not being able to, you know, hang out with your teammates outside of the court and try to be around each other and build that team chemistry. But we, with the time that we have together, we definitely try to build that team chemistry up. And I think we have a good foundation with a lot of the returning guys that we have. And we just all have gotten along in past years, and just getting those new guys up to date with us has been really fun. And I'm excited to see like what we can do later on in the season.
Matt, there was a lot of big expectations from you guys individually. You know, Bodie Hume, big expectations. Yourself, big expectations. Dalen Kuntz coming over from CU, there were some big expectations there. Anybody that stood out as far as shocking to you? You know, you thought they'd be good, but maybe they're a little bit better further along in the process. Is there any of your teammates that you looked at and said, man, he's really progressing a lot faster than I thought?
No, I wouldn't say there's anybody that's really shocking. I kind of I expect a lot out of each of my teammates, but a guy that I really would like to shout out is Greg Bowie. I mean, he's been going through a lot with all his like changes with schools and stuff, and he just like he's been working hard and making and giving us a great you know, scoring opportunity off the bench for us. So that's been very big.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Matt Johnson, the second out of the University of Northern Colorado. How much basketball do you watch outside of film study and what you're looking at your opponents? Are you watching the NBA? Do you watch a lot of outside conference games? How much is that part of your life outside of what you have to do in order to be prepared for your next game?
I watch a lot of NBA. for the most part. I actually don't watch too much college games, you know. Sometimes a little bit, but mostly NBA games.
Is it the Nuggets? I mean, you're a Colorado guy, but is it somebody else? You can let us know. It's a safe tree here. We can be honest.
I mean, me personally, I'm not really a fan of teams. I'm more a fan of individual players. Okay. But I mean, I like the Nuggets. I like, you know, Jamal Murray and Jokic there.
What did you
think? They're tough.
So I got to ask you then. Okay, you're a fan of the. What did you think of the James Harden, Kevin Durant situation? I said on the air the other day, I was like, I don't know if there's enough basketballs to share, but what they do, like 36 and 32 the other day, they're going to score like 70 points between the two of them. What did you think of that move? And do you think it'll last? Do you think they'll be able to coexist throughout the course of the season?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, the last two games it's just been KD and Harden. So we'll see what happens when Kyrie gets back to the mix, but. I mean, that is a tough trio right there. So
yeah, no, it should be all right. So you said trio. All right, which one's Kevin Durant on your team? You Bodie Hume or Dalen?
I'd probably give that KD to Bodie.
KD's Bodie. Okay, so are you Harden? Which was Dalen again? Kyrie or what? How are we going there?
I mean, I guess we'll go with Dalen being the lefty in the. I mean, I guess we'll give him Harden, but.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know what? I love watching you guys when we get a chance to watch, of course, on Pluto and listening to you on KFK. I'm a huge fan, and we'll be continuing to follow you guys. And let's go grab a couple of W's against this Eastern Washington team coming up later in the week.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, man. That's Matt Johnson II. He's being nice. He's being humble. You know, listen, he's been tearing it up for this team. He has been the guy. Bodie, I love Bodie. Dalen Kuntz, I told you, transferring from CU, I was very excited about him. I love Coor. Coor's cleaning up the boards. But I tell you, it's been Matt the last four games, and they need him to click. And then Bodie's averaging 15.7. He's out of the top five in scoring now, so you want him to get back up closer to that 17 mark. But ultimately, you like those three guys bringing it every single night. Three guys for the Bears averaging in the double digits, 15 for Bodie, 12 for Dalen, and 11, about 12 for Matt. So Matt's brought up that average. So you're going to expect a lot from those three guys if you want the Bears to try to finish, you know, closer to the top in the Big Sky Conference. 46 minutes after the hour. More on the possibility of Deshaun Watson for the Broncos. I threw a couple of trade scenarios out there. I don't know if it's going to matter what the Broncos offer, though, because Deshaun has a no-trade clause, which means he gets to choose, but Houston has to ultimately decide what they're going to do. Would the Broncos be on that list, or maybe just on the outside looking at him? 46 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Top Text Tuesday rolling on today. Get your best text in. Best text wins the day. 970-478-1301. New texters, text KFKA to that number and get involved. And we got a Broncos gift set on the line. And Weld County Swami could win this thing. He could walk away with the dub and bring the package home, and we'll reload it. Or you could get Pillow Fight Dan getting closer. Eastside Chris could get closer. Those are our winners thus far. So we'll see. Bring your best texts. Sometimes it's an idea that gets a conversation started. Sometimes it's a joke. Sometimes it's a song, believe it or not, a sonnet, if you will. Something along those lines. SweetheartCityRacing.com. Check out that website. I know not everybody's a runner. I'm not a runner, but I am going to run in this. And listen, I'm feeling better about it. 5K is like 3.1 I feel good about that. 3.1 miles? Yeah, that's fine. Plus, I'm running to a brewery. So it's for a great cause. We've got, of course, Sweetheart City Racing. You know, they're in Loveland. So you got the Loveland Sweetheart Classic. That's their signature racing event of the year. Limited spots are available. And it's a lot of fun. You know, tons of people get together. And they're being safe. They're spreading people out. They're doing shotgun starts and all that. But it's just, it's a great opportunity to get out and about. You're starting in downtown Loveland. I'm going to be participating. So any hooligans want to try it out, let me know. Or just check out SweetheartCityRacing.com. The cool thing is everything that you pay to get in, it's like $30. But it does go out for a good cause. You know, I know the last time they did a run, it was for Realities for Children, that have had some rough upbringings and things like that. And it was a great cause. This time around, they're going to be donating to local schools, middle schools and high schools throughout the area, to the track team, to the cross country teams, too. So sports that, we don't talk about a heck of a lot. I was a trackster, and I can tell you, first and foremost, I like those sports too, but track doesn't get a lot of love, man. So they're doing some great things, and there's a lot of great runners throughout Northern Colorado. So SweetheartCityRacing.com if you guys are interested in running along with me February 13th. As many hooligans as we can get out there, the better. I think it'll be a great time. I'll buy a beer once we're done. How about that? Maybe two. All right, 53 minutes after the hour. Of those three, Colfax, take the Broncos out of the mix. I'll recap for you. Dolphins maybe would offer Tua, third overall pick in this year's draft, and the first round pick next year's draft. Lions are going to give you Stafford, seventh overall pick in the 2021 draft. So you're getting two. And then the Jets would give you their second overall pick this year, their 34th overall pick this year, their first-round pick in 2022, first-round pick in 2023. So three first-round picks and a second-round pick from the Jets. Plus, you got a new coach there, and maybe Deshaun would want to go there. But it sounds like it's going to be one of those three that Sean's going to choose.
I don't like that the Jets one.
You don't like the Jets?
For being the manager of the Houston. Honestly, the Miami deal sounds the best. I get a quarterback that I know I can use right away, and I still get... You said it's third-round pick overall?
First-round, third pick overall.
Third pick overall.
I mean, you get really, a quarterback, and you get a damn good player.
Exactly. That's where you go.
I mean, what's the upside of Houston hanging on to this and trying to fight it and keep Deshaun? Because, I mean, we're not hearing the Texans scream, hey, you know, we're ready to trade. Now, they could be playing some hardball, too, because if they said, yeah, we're willing to get this done, he's a bad guy and the chemistry's bad, then you're going to, you know, teams are going to lowball him. I'm not hearing that there's anything about Denver that would lead us to believe that that's a top candidate. Now, again, he has to choose. He gets to choose. And then Houston has to choose whether they're going to trade him. And then Deshaun has to choose which team he'd rather go to. He does have that in the no-trade clause. So what would make Denver appealing to him? Yeah, he's got weapons. He's got an offensive line.
It's a cool city.
It is a cool city. See, I would take, Miami's up and comer. They're going to be in the mix. If he's on that team, they're suddenly you're talking about this team. Maybe, I don't know about a contender, but you're talking about it. His numbers are amazing. And that doesn't mean that Tua's not going to get him into the playoffs next year. It just means that Tua right now with the Dolphins, it's probably a playoff team. To Deshaun's on this team and they might be an AFC championship type team. They might go to the AFC championship. So, I mean, there's a difference there. The Jets, not a lot of great things right now, but you got your new coach coming in. You do have some good draft picks. But the selling point there is the market, right? The marketing.
I think is dwindling.
I think it is.
Pay attention to the news.
Right. I mean, probably, yeah. I mean, so that changes. And then Detroit, I don't necessarily see that happening.
No.
So, again, a lot of this changes. We should get a body cam or something of the sorts with live streaming for your 5K. Then the Hooligans can cheer you on. What do you mean, Lieutenant Spangle? Come out and run with me, man. You'd be right there. It's 3.1. We could do that.
Easy.
There's no one saying you can't stop and walk a little bit. I mean, that was the first question I asked. What if I need to walk? And I was told that's okay. So, we can walk it if we need to. 12:57 the time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a lot to get to. Nuggets, if they're not in a must-win, they're in a really, really need to win. Colorado State, Utah State, huge game coming up. And George Payton, should he just cut some of the bad out of the Broncos? You hear the latest with Melvin Gordon. If you haven't, we'll update you next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.